June 28th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, apprehended by God, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. Philippians 3:12. Never choose to be a worker, but when once God has put his call on you, woe be to you if you turn to the right hand or to the left. We are not here to work for God because we have chosen to do so, but because God has apprehended us. There is never any thought of, oh well, I am not fitted for this. What you are to preach is determined by God, not by your own natural inclinations. Keep your soul steadfastly related to God, and remember that you are called not to bear testimony only, but to preach the gospel. Every Christian must testify, but when it comes to the call to preach, there must be the agonizing grip of God's hand on you. Your life is in the grip of God for that one thing. How many of us are held like that? Never water down the word of God. Preach it in its undiluted sternness. There must be unflinching loyalty to the word of God. But when you come to personal dealing with your fellow men, remember who you are. Not a special being made up in heaven, but a sinner saved by grace. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. That's the end of Oswald's message. A significant few points he makes here in particular are, never choose to be a worker. Any work that we do for God that brings glory to him and blessing to us is a matter of response to God's calling on us, not our choice to be a worker for him. Only ever and always, it's God's call, not our creating a ministry. God has apprehended, or he has arrested, gotten our full attention, and that's when we can actually begin to do what he's called us to do, when there is no mistaking what the task is that he has for us in the moment. And this could change momentarily. When we're called to a ministry, that ministry is determined by God, not by our own natural inclinations. Our temptation might be to think that our calling of God is going to follow along the lines of our natural personality and way of thinking and doing. Not so. God chose fishermen to be his disciples, and people marveled as though they had been educated by institutions of higher learning, simply by being in the presence of Jesus Christ. Keep your soul steadfastly related to God. We are not called to bear testimony only, but to preach the gospel. Be sure when you share with others, even if you are sharing your testimony, that you have left the listener with the full message of the gospel so that they can respond. Because as Scripture says in another place, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you are the vessel chosen to speak the word of God, the gospel of Jesus into their hearts, be sure to be clear about that message. Being called to preach, we're all called to speak either one-on-one or one-to-many. But whenever we're called to speak, don't speak. Let God speak. Otherwise, be still. If the message is crafted in your own mind, of your own talent and ability, it will fall like a dead seed to the ground. Also, Oswald encourages us not to be looking for a ministry, but rather let God draw you into one. As you become intimate, you will be drawn. That's just the way it is. And you must always deliver your message with humility, preferring others before yourself, never with an air or attitude of superiority. I count not myself to have apprehended. It is only God who stops me in my tracks to then do his bidding. But just do it when he calls.